Let's get back to our actual topic, meditative breaks. Breathing plays an essential role in mediation. If you manage to train yourself to breathe slowly and sensually, you are already on the right track, the first step towards recovery and mental success. The mindfulness of breathing, anapanasati, is considered as one of the most important exercises of body awareness. It consists in focusing the attention on breathing in a gentle and non-judgmental way. Buddhadasa 1976, Solaris 1988, 57-58. You have to pay attention to the tactile sensations of the air that comes in and out from the nostrils. No effort has to be made to control the breathing, but a 100 practice of concentration of attention, FF, VCNCC, 2014. This means wherever you are, you can always find the time to do the Anapanasati meditation style. The only thing you have to do is to concentrate and focus on your breathing. Meditation has gained millions of converts, helping them ease chronic pain, anxiety, stress, improve heart health, boost mood and immunity, and even resolve pregnancy problems. Jeannie Lurchy Davis, 2018, 2020. It also supports the brain functions and helps to preserve the aging process of the brain. A study from UCLA has proven that long-term meditators had better preserved brains than non-meditators as they aged. Participants who'd been meditating for an average of 20 years had more gray matter volume throughout the brain. Although older meditators still had some volume loss compared to younger meditators, it wasn't as pronounced as the non-meditators. Alice G. Walton, 2015. One of the most interesting studies conducted at Yale University found that mindfulness meditation reduces activity in the default mode network, DMN. This brain network is responsible for thought migration and self-referential thoughts, also known as monkey mind. The DMN is on or active when our mind is only wandering from thought to thought. This process is usually associated with being less happy. The term overthinker is becoming more and more common in this context these days. Thinking and worrying about both the past and the future can be stressful for many people. Nevertheless, it can also have a calming effect on the body. Several studies have shown that meditation seems to do just that, because of its calming effect on the DMN. And even when the mind begins to wander because of the new connections that are formed, meditators can snap out of it better. Meditation is an active training of the mind to increase awareness. Goyle, 2013. Meditation isn't a magic bullet for depression, but it's one of the tools that may help manage symptoms. In 2011, Sarah Lazar and her team at Harvard found that after meditation training, changes in the areas of the brain related to mood and arousal were also associated with improvements in the participants' feelings, i.e., their psychological well-being. Alice G. Walton, 2015.